on News Talk 1110 WBT. This is the John Hancock radio program.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's summertime. And I will explain the unfamiliar voice tonight on WBT, but there's no mystery involved. The big guy's on vacation. So your affable guest host tonight, and if I play my cards right, tomorrow night and Friday night, is me, Holland Cook. Holland like the country. Cook with an E. This is a little like in junior high school when a substitute teacher would come in. And he'd say, listen, I'll make a deal with you. You don't give me a hard time, I won't give you a hard time. Although, tonight, I actually want you to speak up and tell me, have you seen the green? We first heard the term green shoots several months ago when 60 Minutes profiled Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke. Maybe you saw that. He predicted a long, slow economic recovery is on the way, and he called early indications green shoots. Have you actually seen any indication that things have bottomed out and they're getting better? Have you seen the green shoots? 704-570-1110, email at WBT.com. This recession that we've been coping with began in December 2007. Could it be ending gradually right now? Good day on the markets today. Dow up 120, holding that 9,000 level nicely, 93.61.61. Economists tell the Wall Street Journal they think the recession is ending, but they expect improvement to be slow. Do you see any such indication? Call me right now, 704-570-1110, and tell me, are you hearing what I'm hearing? Here are some of the things I'm hearing. Fidelity says people are putting more money into retirement savings again. Priceline says travel has picked up now that hotels have cut their rates, and the airlines tell us more people are flying. The economy is contracting less than the forecasts expected. The jobless rate is falling. Just the other day, the Charlotte Observer reported layoffs finally appear to be slowing in Mecklenburg County. Today, here in Charlotte, an internet marketing firm held a job fair to fill 75 positions. This is all very encouraging stuff. These are the green shoots. Have you seen any indication that things are getting better? Have you seen the green shoots pushing their way through the parched economic landscape? Or are you still coping? 704-570-1110, or you can email me at email@wbt.com. Let's go to Debbie. What do you see? What do you hear?
I travel 77 to and from work from Huntersville to Charlotte, and I'm seeing more moving vans, construction vehicles than I have seen in quite some time. So I think while it's slow, I am starting to see a slow pickup.
You know what I'm seeing on the interstates with these construction projects? Sometimes they'll put up a sign that say it's stimulus money, you know, the Economic Recovery Act. Have you seen that too, or things are just getting busier?
Yeah, you do see new some construction, and you're seeing more mowing than I had been seeing for a while. But what I am seeing are moving vans, which I think are encouraging, and more tractor trailers.
Thank you, Debbie. How about you? We got a line open right now, 704-570-1110. Are you seeing any indication that things are getting better? There are a lot of anecdotal things, and sometimes we seem to be right on the edge. Productivity is up, but that's because companies have cut jobs. Restaurants say that business slows again as soon as they stop offering specials. Crown Plaza Hotels says travel has increased because they cut the rates, but the business travel is way down, and that's not coming back yet. How about Cash for Clunkers? They're moving a lot of cars, but some charities say they're getting hurt because people are donating cars less, and some people have even called the charities to try to get their clunker back to get the cash. In business reports, we keep hearing about Cisco Systems, which makes the equipment that powers the Internet. So this particular company is a bellwether in the tech industry, and Cisco's head honcho recently told financial analysts that new product orders are growing for the first time in several quarters. So what have you seen? Are there any green shoots in your sight? Hello, you're on WBT. What do you see? What do you hear?
Yes, there are indications that things are improving, but as far as I can actually tell, that's just fewer people doing a heck of a lot more work, and they're not really hiring.
Well, you know, that's the flip side of this productivity statistic, is that everybody is now multitasking at work. You know, you got to do three people's jobs now.
Yep, that's what I see.
Do you have any more money left at the end of the month, or is still too much month left at the end of the money?
Oh, yeah, I'm out of money. Yeah, the last couple of weeks, I'm really dragging. It's really a mess. I'm an electrician. I haven't had a decent job now for, gosh, quite a few months.
Yeah, you know, my brother-in-law's a contractor and was telling me the same thing, that the work is slow. James, what are you seeing?
Well, I have a kind of a unique perspective. I think I'm a delivery driver. And during the worst part of the recession, even before it really started, tips were way down.
Tips.
And the past month and a half, 2 months, tips have actually started increasing again, getting back to a decent level.
Well, that sure would be a clue. How about waiters and waitresses? How are your tips lately? Bartenders, this could be an indication that things are loosening up a little. Let's talk to Chris. Do you or don't you see any sign of economic recovery?
I hate to be one to pour water on everything, but I really don't. I think the news that you're going to be hearing in the near term of green shoots are nothing more than an administration trying to rationalize all the stimulus that they supposedly put to work that isn't even in the system at this point. It'll be years before most of that money hits the system. But what we're seeing is a natural bottoming in the economy. There's been a ton of money poured into the economy by the Fed, and the numbers are getting less bad, and people are trying to read into that we're in recovery. I think it's going to be a long time before we have a recovery, and the biggest indicator will be housing and labor market. And what years back in the early 90s, a lot of companies, to save labor costs, outsourced a lot of jobs overseas, and now the trick that's going on is they're not necessarily letting people go. I think that they've gotten to the point where they're no longer letting people go, but they're reducing hours and making a lot of employees now part-time employees. And when it's time to gear back up, they won't necessarily be rehiring new people, but they'll be reinstalling those part-timers as full-time, and it won't be impacting on jobs created. So I think we will recover at some point, but I think it's going to be a very long, drawn-out recovery.
Yeah, even the experts who say they're seeing the green shoots agree. So tell us what you see. Call us here at WBT 704-570-1110 or email at WBT.com. Any sign of economic recovery? We'll be right back on the John Hancock Show.
News Talk 1110 WBT, where Charlotte comes to talk with John Hancock.
WBT Time Saver Traffic,
WBT.com. Hancock.
Yeah, maybe under normal circumstances, but while he's on vacation, genial guest host Holland Cook. Later on tonight, your four most monumental presidents. But in the meantime, have you seen the green? Any indication we're coming out of this recession? Have you seen the green shoots pushing their way through the parched economic landscape? Or are you like Ray?
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went by, and I hear that old lady, a big stack of bills.
Sound familiar? Here's the tricky thing about a recession. It's what they call a lagging indicator. By definition, it's two consecutive quarters of negative gross domestic product. So we don't know we're in one until we're in one, and we won't know that it's over until it's over. But we will begin to spot anecdotal indications, little clues, little green shoots that are sprouting. How about Heidi? Welcome to WBT. What are you seeing saying and feeling about this economy?
Well, actually, I work for an international staffing firm here in Charlotte, and we have definitely seen an uptick in the hiring process. I will say one of the biggest things is that companies need to understand is you're going to get a very high-level person for a very low rate. There are a lot of folks out there that are unemployed right now, and they want to get back to work at all costs. I mean, you can get a cheaper person. So I think that's the biggest thing is that people are starting to hire now, but once they hire someone, they can get them at a lower rate. So that's what I've seen. And, I mean, we've actually put 5 people back to work last week alone, and we're definitely seeing an uptick. So
it's a buyer's market if you're an employer.
Absolutely.
Hey, how does it feel when you get to ring the bell, huh?
Feels pretty good.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling WBT. Desira, am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes.
You are less optimistic.
Yes, I am. I'm afraid I'm not seeing any of the green signs. I know that my family's in a recession, whether the country is or not. And I know when I'm out of one. And my husband's been employed for 10 months. And like your former caller said about being a buyer's market for the employer, to some extent, we've observed they are taking advantage of these applicants. Even though you are qualified for position and they tell you you're qualified and you go through the third interview, they are not coming through with the offers because they're still holding out to see, even though you're overly qualified, can they get someone better? Can they get someone better? And so my husband's been in that position. He was a Bank of America programmer.
Ouch.
And they sent his job to India, and he got to teach everybody his job, and he got to give them his manual he wrote.
Ouch.
So, yeah, so, no, we don't see any of those green signs because when you have zero income and the bills are the same and then you pay $1,300 COBRA on top of it, I'm not seeing the green sign. We just keep feeling the pain, so we're still in a recession.
Well, hang in there. You know what is unprecedented? I've been working all my adult life, and never have we seen such a wholesale trend of employers asking employees to take a pay cut. A lot of people are optimistic about the way things are going, but Craig, you're skeptical, huh?
I am very skeptical, no question. Although I'm retired, everywhere I go, I ask people, how's business? Took some things to a gal that does framing for us, you know, some photos and some paintings. And I asked, how's business? She says, actually, it's starting to pick up. That made me very optimistic.
A framer, huh?
And she's a high-end framing operation near South Park.
I keep finding things in the cellar in the attic that I regard as mementos, and I bring them to the framer, and I pay good money because this stuff's going to hang on the wall like a trophy. And I notice that my pile of stuff to the framer is piling up because this is discretionary spending. You know, it can wait. The trophy waited in the attic and the cellar all those times, right?
That's exactly right. So when she said, well, actually, business is picking up, I thought, well, maybe I should start being optimistic. But I retired from the food industry, and I got to tell you, my own opinion is this is a blip. It won't last, and we haven't seen the bottom.
Well, that's what a lot of stock market watchers are saying, that, you know, the stock market will get 100 and change. A lot of people will start taking some money off the table, and then the bargain hunters will set in, and then it'll run up again, and that the thing's going to go sideways for a while. But how about you in your everyday routine? Have you seen the green shoots of economic recovery? Any sense that things are getting better, however gradually? 704-570-1110 or email at WBT.com. John Hancock on vacation, filling his large shoes. Holland Cook, I'd like to hear from you, so give us a call.
Now more of John Hancock on Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT at 99.3 FM and WBT.com.
Wherever he is, I hope he's having a restful night. And not talking on the phone. John Hancock on vacation. Holland Cook tonight. And if I behave myself, tomorrow and Friday, is your to-do list torturing you? Are you multitasked to the max? Have time management tools and tricks failed you? Tomorrow night in our 6 o'clock hour, a breakthrough. Jeff Davidson will tell you how to attain breathing space. Jeff is the author of 56 books. He lives here in North Carolina, and he's not traveling across the USA speaking about achieving work-life balance to major corporations. And tomorrow night, in our 6 o'clock hour, he will explain why time cannot be managed and how you can de-stress and find breathing space in your life. So that's tomorrow night in this hour. But as for tonight's topic,
tell me something good.
Have you seen the green? The green shoots.
Tell me that you like it, yeah.
this recession can't go on forever.
Tell me something good.
Are you seeing any indication, however gradual, in your day-to-day travels that things are improving? 704-570-1110, email at WBT.com. James, you say Duke Energy's business is improving?
They're modernizing just about all their plants, and they're hiring subcontractors and everything like that.
That sure is voting with dollars. Mark, you're on WBT. What do you see? What do you feel? Are we experiencing a recovery, if only gradually?
We need to get our jobs back within the borders. We need to keep the money that the illegal immigrants are sending outside of our borders to banks that are outside of our borders. We need to get that problem taken care of so that the banks that, you know, are here in the States can lend a portion of their deposits out. Bottom line is that we're hinged on the demand for real estate. And if people don't have jobs, they can't pay their mortgages, they can't, you know, get the next bigger house, you know, et cetera. So.
Well, you make a good point. This stuff is all interrelated. You know, the immigration thing, the healthcare thing. Josh, you're next on WBT, cautiously optimistic.
I think I am. I was telling the screener there that my wife's been looking for a job now for 6 or 7 months, and she's finally received an offer today.
Whoa.
And it's about $1.50 more per hour than she was looking for. And I'm in the construction business on the supply side. And I can tell you, it seems like things are finally starting to come through. All those quotes I did early in the year, it looks like they're finally starting to sell.
You would really have a bird's eye view on this if you're on the supply side.
Yeah, I'm on the structured cabling, which is a little mix between some blue-collar work and some IT-type work, and a lot of stuff on that's been on the sideline for a long time. Looks like my contractors that I sell to, you know, they're finally coming back to me saying, okay, hey, Josh, is that price still good? I'm looking at placing an order. So I'm pretty excited about it.
You know, something interesting that Josh just mentioned, a contractor told me the other day, he says, if you can afford to do a remodeling project right now, you will get some great bids. And generally, where you're going to make out the best is projects in the $10,000 to $15,000 range, bathroom remodeling, stuff like that, that it is still a buyer's market. But you hear what Josh just said. He's on the supply side of this thing, so he'd be in a position to see early indicators. Matthew, you're on WBT. Your sense, green shoots, or are we still bottomed out?
I have a feeling that this whole thing is going to drop after a few months. After the mortgage, the $8,000 for mortgage and the for clunkers thing bottoms out. But even more than that, if Obama had just, instead of doing the stimulus, said, okay, everybody, no payroll taxes for companies for a year, then we'd probably still be at 5% unemployment and be making a lot of money.
Well, this is an argument, you know, as old as the Gipper. He said trickle down. It actually kind of flows down. You'll get an earful of this from Rush. You know, he says if you cut taxes, business will improve. Larry, you're next on WBT. What do you see? What do you feel about economic recovery?
I have two observations. One of them is that the trucking industry usually is a leading indicator. If you could get some truckers to call in and tell whether or not they seem to be picking up in the traffic that they're having to carry.
You know, I got to think anybody who's burning gas or diesel is a happier camper than a year ago, huh?
Right. And the other thing is, I'm 83, so I lived through the Depression, although I was just a child. But at the beginning of the year, when our Social Security changed, it went up 5%. So all of these retired people have more money this year than they had last year.
Larry, I know you were just a kiddo back then, but how does this feel compared to that? Maybe you saw your parents' furrowed brow and they were turning lights off when they left the room and everything. Does this feel same as, not as bad as, worse than it seemed back then?
Oh, not near as bad. No, my folks lost a farm in 32 because he was a dairyman, and he just couldn't get enough money from his customers. They couldn't pay for the milk, and he lost his farm.
Well, these are tough times, but, you know, maybe not historic in that sense. Do you see any indication that things are getting better? 704-570-1110. We got a line open right now, or you can email me, email at WBT.com. Holland Cook for John Hancock. Chris, or should I say Dr. Chris?
Well, no, it's not doctor. I talked to the doctors, Holland. just passing through town, getting some windshield time, although I'm on planes a lot. And it's technology for orthodontists.
Oh, I see. You sell stuff to doctors.
I do. Indeed, I do. And I'm on a plane a lot across the country. And you know, California, it's been down for 2 years. But you go to Texas, and there's no complaints there. It seems like it's smaller towns like Des Moines, Iowa, that is more insulated than, say, the bigger cities. And but, you know, I'm just really not seeing it. Starts are down. So if discretionary spending, mom, dad going to spend to get their kids' teeth straightened out, it is down. And that's pretty much across the board. And parents will do anything for their kids, as you and I know.
Sure.
You'll not go to Disney before you not get your kids' teeth straightened. And quite honestly, it's across the country.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, teen grin was kind of a put-down, but now it's a status symbol for kids, right?
It is. It truly is. And but, you know, overall, the other gentleman called about a trucker's third-party information, but a buddy of mine, good buddy, knows the rail car industry extremely well. And it has to do with moving freight, and that truly is a leading indicator. And quite honestly, the rail cars across this country are sitting empty. They're down. They're not. We're not talking 10, 20% down. We're talking 50, 60% down.
Ouch.
In freight that is going cross country, city to city. And that's really what's going on out there. It's not what's in those cars, and that's the story.
So, Chris, you are seeing regional variation because you travel so much.
I am. Indeed, I am.
Do you spend any time in Michigan?
I do. And having grown up in Ohio, I don't mind telling you, it's not a place that I would move my family ever.
Yeah, I was talking about this with some folks over lunch today, and I swear we got it better off here than there. And, you know, we have our travails with the banking industry and everything, but what has happened to that automotive industry has made Michigan a very sad place. But regardless of where you are, there are little anecdotal signs that things may be getting better. And that's what I'd like to hear from you about. Have you seen the green shoots? 704-570-1110, email at WBT.com. Things have been fluctuating a bit. And, Whit, you think that these indicators are just a temporary thing?
I think it's a blip, almost like the annual increase in springtime we always have. You know, in the real estate market, they say it's the best time to sell, and it's the best time for them. The flowers are blooming. Houses show well. If there's one thing that's universal, humans are creatures of habit, and we've been conditioned into becoming a consumer society. And, I mean, the government, and if you're in business, you know this to be true, the largest segment of our economy now is retail, buying. That's why we've been, what, a year plus now that every week Americans are spending more than 10% than they're earning.
Do you notice as a consumer, because I sure do, how much more carefully you spend?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
little
yeah.
things. But, I mean, candy bar, little things.
Thing. If you look at the stock market this past week, you had 3 days, I think it was down. It was down a little bit, then it went a little bit more, like in the 20s, and then down 40, and then it hit like, what, a 92 or something. Mm. Then they had that spike. Well, yesterday, 125, or today up. And instantly, the market analyst said, well, it's profit takers.
Right.
It's life, and it's psychology of people. People have been conditioned to suck the profit out of stuff now.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, there are people who are making money in a sideways stock market right now. They play covered calls. And I don't want to try and explain that without an easel. But there's always money to be made even in this kind of a market. Do you see any indication that things are lightening up even just a little? Have you seen the green shoots? 704-570-1110. It's Holland Cook for Vacationing John Hancock on WBT.
Charlotte's most beloved, John Hancock. Now, later, it's Pete Kalliner at 9 and Neil Bortz on News Talk 1110, WBT.
Traffic.
Charlotte's most beloved.
Says who? I mean, is that a self-image or what? And I can only say that because I think he's far enough away that he can't hear me doing his show. John Hancock on vacation. I am Holland Cook, and he is the President of the United States.
This month's job numbers are a sign that we've begun to put the brakes on this recession and that the worst may be behind us.
Now, whether you love them or whether you don't, the numbers are the numbers. And the numbers were a pleasant surprise this time. So that's what we're talking about, as long as you're willing to talk about it tonight. Have you seen any indication that things are getting better? 704-570-1110. I asked a minute ago for folks who work in restaurants, waiters, waitresses, bartenders. Aaron, you do. What do you see? What do you feel?
We have actually seen quite an increase over the summer from last year. Now we've had to, it's come by way of aggressive marketing and some aggressive discounting, but overall we're seeing an increase in traffic, and so those green shoots are out there. I think my biggest concerns are probably that of your previous caller, that how stable is the footing that we really are creating with this, you know, stimulus? Is it a quick fix, and down the road are we really going to be in trouble again, you know, as a We got ourselves in trouble with consumer debt, but maybe we're going to get ourselves in trouble again with government debt.
Now, are you yourself a server?
No, I'm a manager of a restaurant.
Now, what do you see in terms of the tips? Were they a little tighter a while ago, and they're improving? Do you have a sense of that?
Yeah, I think I think relatively speaking, they're probably getting a little bit better. You know, again, with our with the aggressive pricing that we're doing, our check averages and our tip averages tend to be a little bit lower than probably most. But I think overall, the spirit of the folks that are coming in tends to seem to be a little bit better. Money's flowing a little bit more freely. I think people still have the brakes put on to some degree. But I think overall people are willing to spend a little bit more than they were even maybe 4 months ago.
Well, and hey, if they can afford to eat out, you know, there might be a little sympathy for the server that had buoyed the tips up. I got to hand it to the restaurants. They've played this very smart. I'm on the mailing list for the Palm, and you can feed two people for what they used to charge you for one. And a lot of the restaurants are getting smart about this, and they're offering real values. Tom, you're next on WBT, and you're driving a truck.
Local truck driver.
Well, you got to be a happier guy than a year ago with these gas prices then versus now, right?
Well, I don't see it because the company pays for all of that. I don't own my own truck. I just drive for another company.
I got you. So what indication do you have? Are we bottomed out? Do we still have yet to bottom out? Or do you think that however gradually we're climbing the hill?
No, we are not. I work for a rather large regional carrier. We carry anything you can shove on the truck. Chemicals, paper, plastic, everything. They call it less than truckload.
Gotcha.
And we see the indicators 3 to 6 months out. We saw this happening the first of last year. We were already seeing our volumes fall severely. And I've got news for anybody out there that doesn't believe it. We have not turned the corner. And I've got a feeling come November we're going to fall off the cliff again.
Ouch. Well, you know, you sure would be a leading indicator. Randy, you're also driving a truck, right?
Yes, sir, I have. I've been driving since 87. I was a teenager during Jimmy Carter's presidency.
Yeah.
And ever since that, I've been a Republican. I mean, I'm sorry, the man about starved us to death, literally.
I think I was in the gas line behind you.
No, when I was a kid, I mean, we were literally, thank God my dad had a garden every year. I mean, literally, you know, that kept us going hungry. But as far as going the trucking industry, I don't see as many trucks in the truck stops on the weekends as I used to. And a lot of that has got to do with the guys are going home on the weekends. They don't have freight to haul. If you do go in a truck stop, the flatbed trailers, if there's 10 of them in there, 7 of them are going to be empty.
Ouch.
And as far as the companies that I work for, I don't come to North Carolina a lot. I usually go to Texas. As a local indicator, Texas is doing a lot better. I heard on the news a while back, 73%, I believe, of the new jobs that have been created in Texas, and it has a lot to do because they are real friendly toward industry, tax-wise.
Oh, yeah.
And so on and so forth. Now, I'm based out of Atlanta. Man, Atlanta is tough. And as far as the company I work for personally, we have cut down to just the bare nub. Mechanics, office personnel, we have people taking one day a month off, you know, just taking off, giving it up.
Without pay, you mean?
Yeah, just they're just taking it off. They start having a four-day work week every week. They have 1 week out of month that they have a four-day work week. The drivers, I mean, me personally, I'm still making a decent paycheck, but I get out and run 2, 3, 4 weeks what I have to do to chase the freight down. And a lot of the people that I talk to on the road, especially in the restaurants and all, you know, they'll tell you it's still slow. You know, a lot of the truck drivers have refrigerators and microwaves in their trucks now.
You had an interesting perspective seeing different regions. I've been down to Texas a bit, too, and it doesn't seem to be as deep there as in other places. The upper Midwest is hurting right now. I have a great shopping tip for you, by the way, if you're renting rather than living in a house you own. And I want to stay on this topic as long as you do. Later tonight, your four most monumental presidents of all time. It's the John Hancock Show. I'm Holland Cook on WBT.
News Talk 1110, WBT.